UNICEF and the World Food Programme say the initiative takes a holistic and inclusive approach that will enable communities to better withstand multiple shocks and plant the seeds for a peaceful coexistence among diverse populations who have been adversely affected by conflict and economic downturns in South, Central and North Darfur states. The joint statement said the program underscores the German government's commitment to supporting Darfuri communities affected by multiple crises. Hans-Peter Schwer, senior policy advisor from the German Federal Ministry for Economic Cooperation and Development, said UNICEF and WFP working together will ensure that people benefit from a comprehensive, integrated package of essential services, but added, quote, while the German government supports direct assistance to the communities, cooperation with the government of Sudan remains paused. To reestablish cooperation, Schwer said, Germany believes in an inclusive political settlement and the restoration of a credible transition remain urgent. Speaking to South Sudan in Focus in Khartoum, WFP communications team leader Lenny Kinsley says the program will be implemented in North, South and Central Darfur and will include internal displaced persons, returnees and host communities.
This program strives to create sustainable food systems, increase communities' access to integrated basic social services, strengthen systems at the local level to improve service delivery, and enhance community-based networks to reconcile local conflicts and build trust through inclusive social dialogue.
In late April, Sudan's military deployed more troops to West Darfur State to help stop tribal fighting that claimed the lives of more than 175 people over a five-day period. In mid-June, clashes in West Darfur State between Arab and non-Arab groups killed more than 100 people. Kinsley says the new program will help ensure vulnerable families don't slip further into hunger and can take part in ways to overcome underlying challenges to peace building and stability in their communities.
Communities in the Darfur region continue to experience setbacks due to natural disasters such as floods and prolonged dry spells, in addition to violent conflict. These shocks have worsened the food security of families and limited access to basic services. Competition over resources and services shared by host communities, returnees, and IDPs exacerbates these challenges.
Mandeep O'Brien, UNICEF's representative in Sudan, praised Germany for its financial support that will complement their humanitarian development and peace programs in the Darfur region. O'Brien says increasing access for vulnerable children, young people and their community members to quality health, nutrition and education will contribute to fostering healthier, more productive communities for the future. Adam Rijal, a spokesperson for the coordination of the internally displaced persons and refugees in Darfur, tells South Sudan in Focus via a messaging application from Zalinje in Central Darfur State that he doubts local communities will ever benefit from the program.
The WFP has not distributed food rations to our people in the camps for over 3 months now. Until this moment, there is no clear and convincing reason as to why they have not been doing so.
WFP and UNICEF officials say this is a critical time in Sudan's history. The officials say multi-year funding for long-term programs that empower ownership to local communities is key to the transition from short-term humanitarian assistance towards lasting solution and sustainable development. For VOA News, I am Michael Atit in Khartoum.